Whew, okay. Even though I inherited suffering.
I inherited suffering.
I inherited judgment. Frustration. Resistance. And I've been good at it. Isn't that what they mean?
If
I honor your father and mother?
I can't be happy.
I can't be forgiving.
I can't give my parents
what they couldn't give me.
Even though somebody has to start.
Maybe it should be the next generation.
Wouldn't it be a kick?
Wouldn't it be a fun experience?
To play with it.
What if I was
the parent I've always wanted?
To my own emotions.
To my own thoughts.
What if I parented myself?
Compassionately.
Lovingly. With guidance.
And humor.
And acceptance.
And only a belief.
In positive outcome.
What if I could parent myself?
My mind.
My feelings.
My reactions.
My words.
Even when I'm around.
My birth family.
All the ways.
As a unit.
We trigger each other.
We trigger
every soul wound.
Every hurt feeling.
Throughout all of humanity.
I always wonder
what the heck
is in our DNA?
It doesn't even take words.
It can be a sound.
An eyebrow.
An expression.
It can be a posture.
And suddenly I remember
feeling small.
Feeling powerless.
Feeling like it's unfair.
Or
I feel
overwhelmed
with powerlessness
to fix.
To heal.
What if it's not my job?
What if it's not my job
to heal my birth family?
To teach
my birth family.
What if it's only my job?
To use them.
To selfishly use them.
To practice.
Unconditional love.
That seems hardly fair.
I don't think they'd like it.
Maybe I don't have to tell.
I could just play with the frequency.
Play with the thought.
Play with the experience.
I don't have to tell them what I'm doing.
I don't even know what it looks like yet.
I don't even know what it would sound like yet.
I don't have to tell anyone.
I just want to practice it.
I'm going to look at them
the way I wished
they had looked at me.
Accepting.
Non-judging.
I always wanted them to adore me.
To think I was smart.
Magical.
Amazing.
I wanted them to see.
And be impressed.
And that didn't work out so well.
Could I really give them that?
Could I really give them that?
Could I let them be?
In their own misery.
In their own struggle.
Their own unhappiness.
Their own pettiness.
Their own belief system.
And adore them.
And love them.
And be at peace with them.
Anyway.
Oh, that's why.
It hasn't been done before.
Who could do that?
We could do that.
We could do that.
Maybe not a lot.
Maybe only for a moment.
And then one more moment.
And then maybe one more moment.
I don't mind going first.
Because
I'm not going to tell them what I'm doing.
So I can't really get in trouble.
I can't really fail.
Because
I don't know how to measure it yet.
It's just an experiment.
Can I practice the feeling
of the story
of unconditional love?
In this body,
with my words,
with my thoughts,
with my actions,
in my heart.
I don't know.
I don't know.
I haven't seen it modeled.
Yes, I have.
When I love a pet,
that's behaving.
I just got to stretch it a little
and include
terrible behavior.
I wanted them to love me.
I wanted to feel loved by them.
I wanted to feel safe with them.
Can they feel safe with me?
Can they feel safe?
Can they feel
safe?
Safe from fixing.
Safe from judging.
Safe from resistance.
Safe from defensiveness.
Could they feel safe
with me?
I doubt it.
But I might like to try it.
Anyway.
Okay,
big breath.